Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hello, and welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bizzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here about to talk to you about Madea. And no, Tyler Perry has nothing to do with it. I don't know how many times I got asked.
I got asked
a couple of times.
This is the movie.
Actual Greek tragedy, Medea, written by Euripides 3,000 years ago?
Well, we discussed that. I think it's more like 2,500 years, 2,600 years ago. It was BC.
BC.
Long time ago.
Very long time. Right before my birth. anyway, what's fascinating about the play itself, Medea, written by Euripides, it still feels contemporary. It's funny, it's tragic.
Really tragic.
It's very tragic. But it still resonates today because the themes of jealousy and love and how they intermingle and how a person can be changed through...
And revenge and madness, mm-hmm. I think. Actually, don't you think that is?
Yeah.
Driven to the point of madness.
Right. The story...
And jealousy.
Yes. The story is about... the backstory really is about how Jason and the Argonauts, there were no skeletons though with swords in this version. Jason is a conquering hero and he comes back with his bride who is of a foreign descent. He has two children with them, but then the king's daughter catches his eye. And it's the king's daughter, and it's like, you gotta marry the king's daughter. So he decides he's going
to... Social climber, let's say.
The social climber that he is decides that he's going to marry the king's daughter. The king, Creon, then decides, since his wife is foreign-born, his previous marriage doesn't matter. This pisses her off.
That's normally a very strong term that you just used.
Yeah.
But for as angry as she was, that's mild.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a word that expresses her rage.
Rage.
And Caitlin Kerr as Medea expressed that rage so magnificently. She gives such a strong performance. She is Medea. She's not only outraged, she becomes cajoling at times. She is sweet to get what she wants.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's so
manipulative.
But Caitlin Kerr, I thought, gave an amazing performance.
Job.
Not a hitch in it. And she is so honest in her performance and
charismatic.
Frightening, charismatic.
They also do a beautiful thing where everyone's wearing white. She's wearing like a blue with a blue print. The nice little costume choice there with that.
Well, because the chorus was all in
white. Yes.
Yeah, but I can't say enough about how magnificent her performance is. And I think she totally carries the show.
She does carry the show. I feel that there were some weaker performances, however, that didn't match her. And when you have somebody that's very strong
it's hard
and very
to come
charismatic,
up to that standard.
It's hard to come up to that standard. So there were some other characters I wish that, you know. This was directed by Michael McBurney. This is his first piece for Throughline. And, you know, I think he has potential and can move forward with, very much. I think this is a hard piece to do as your first piece for a theater. It's a difficult, the language is very nuanced and there is a fine line between tragedy and drama and comedy. And I think they rode the line a couple of times. Euripides, a great piece of writing.
Oh, from, well, obviously the writing, a classic. It's been around for thousands of
years. Yes, exactly.
We cannot quibble with the script.
You can't quibble with the script, no.
It's definitely a top-notch script.
Yeah.
I noticed a couple choices that seem to have been made that appeared to be anachronisms to me.
Oh, that's true. They, two of the characters were wearing glasses, and which I found funny. I was like, they must have had great optometry in ancient Greece. It's like robes with the glasses. I believe that was a choice, though. There were some things I thought were purposeful choices, and I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I believe, like, there was a decrepitude about the set on purpose, like tiles missing from the roof
on purpose. Well, that, sure, of course.
And, you know, some of the, like, you know.
But I wondered about the Scotch tape.
No, that's right. There was an odd...
That seemed just anachronistic to me. I don't know.
There was an odd choice with a dangling cardboard on. In the play, To the Children... Medea decides to kill her children. I don't know. That's not a spoiler.
That's no secret. I think
like
everybody knows
3,000 years old. I think we can give away that little secret.
No surprises there.
She kills Jason's new bride, and then...
through very devious
devious
means, because she's so scheming and plotting. Which
right.
Is,
she poisons the wedding dress, or in tiara or whatever, and she wears it, and it melts her flesh. And then she goes and stabs her children. So, lovely woman. She's a great next door neighbor. So I feel like there was an odd choice, though, where they're carrying the bodies of the children, and there was a dangling cardboard arm with Scotch tape all around it. And I just thought, why show that? Just carry...
A shroud.
The shroud.
Or carry the actual adorable little children that
the
were in the play.
Kids could have, they weren't heavy. They were little,
no,
light,
they were little,
light, skinny little children. I think you could carry those kids around. So, yeah, an interesting
but
choice.
That's, yeah, it was a choice too, I'm sure.
Yeah, but excellent from Caitlin Kerr.
Oh,
hope to see lots
amazing.
Of more of her.
Absolutely.
You know, and.
And this runs through the 25th. So if you want to see Caitlin Kerr do a really strong performance, you have until the 25th of
That's,
July to see her
there
at the
you
Gray
go.
Box Theater.
And see Medea.
In Lawrenceville.
I'm
watch
sorry,
those
no.
eyes.
No.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I went from Medea to Betty Davis. I don't know.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.